Okay. Good evening, everybody, and Chanukah Sameach. And we will deal tonight with a topical issue, though in a certain sense it's not quite as topical as it is some years. The theme essentially is Chanukah in the square. I think the menorah is up in Trafalgar Square again this year, but there isn't quite the public event that there has been some years in the past. And what I really want to try and address is there any mitzvah benefit from Chanukah in the square? What's its status as far as Hadlakat Ner Chanukah is concerned? Could anybody fulfill the mitzvah with Chanukah in the square? These public menorah lightings, which have become ever more common nowadays, outside supermarkets, town centres, all these sorts of things. Once upon a time, it was just outside Golders Green Station, I remember, must have been in the 1980s, when they first had the big menorah outside Golders Green Station, going to see that as a kid. Teenager, it was a big thing. You know, what's the halachic, you know, perspective as far as those things are concerned? So, on the face of it, the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is Ner Ishuvei Toh, that you have Chanukah candles for each household, and the term Beitor perhaps suggests that it goes, you have your Chanukah candles at the house. And certainly the Gemara in Masechet Shabbat discusses exactly where the Ner Chanukah should be. Where should it be placed? Should it be placed? It should be placed by Petach Beitor Mibachutz. It's next to the front door of the house. And in actual fact, there's discussion in the Poskim. What if a person doesn't have a house? A person is Chas v'Chalila homeless. They don't have a house. So what do they do about Ner Chanukah? Do they have a chiyuv of Ner Chanukah? Conceivably, they don't even have a chiyuv of Ner Chanukah. If you don't own a home, don't live anywhere in particular, you sleep on a bus or you sleep on the streets, so then conceivably there's no mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. Certainly a starting point amongst the Rishonim and amongst the Poskim is that the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah applies to your home, and not in your home, there's no mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. A question comes up every year. A person's working late at the office. So, you know, could they just light Ner Chanukah at the office and fulfill their mitzvah with that? The answer is very clearly they can't. They have to light Ner Chanukah at home, either themselves later or with the shaliach or to be yotzei with their spouse's lighting or whatever it is. That's the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. So is lighting in these public places, is it just a cultural nicety? Or is there any, you know, religious benefit to it? Is there any religious meaning to it? And, you know, perhaps towards the end of the year, we'll also discuss the question as to whether or not there's, you know, it is a cultural nicety or not. And, you know, perhaps the jury is out on that point. So what's our model, halachic model, might we be able to use to understand the concept of lighting Ner Chanukah in a public place? So the first source I've put on the Daf Mekorot is a quote from the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchot Chanukah, Siman Tafrei Shayin Aleph Sif Zayin, which says, "Umadlikin mevarachin beit haKnesset mishum pirsumei nisa," that despite the mitzvah of lighting Ner Chanukah is a mitzvah that applies at home, nevertheless, for some reason, we also light Ner Chanukah in shul, and we even say a bracha on it because of Pirsumei Nisa, because we want to publicize the miracle. So this seems to be a little bit different to the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah per se. It seems to be that, you know, you fulfill the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah at home. There's also a concept of publicly expressing or displaying the miracle. The question is, why do we light Ner Chanukah in Shul? The Shulchan Aruch says because of Pirsumeinis. And what's the background to that? So if we look in the Beit Yosef gives two reasons. First reason he gives is Niresh Etiknu Keim Ipnei HaOrchim, She'in Lahem Bayit Lahadlik Bo. Actual fact, he says, perhaps the reason why we have lighting the Ner Chanukah in Shul is because of Orchim, because of travelers who don't have their own home to light in, and they're in the Shul. This is a little bit similar to the minhag that we have, that on Friday nights we make Kiddush in Shul on Friday nights, even though everybody needs to make Kiddush when they go back home. Gemara in Masechet Pesachim says, what's the reason? The reason is because of the Orchim, because of the travelers who would be traveling from one place to another and staying overnight in the shul. There was lodging facilities for them, or they slept on the benches at the back, or whatever it was. And they were Yotzei with Kiddush that the Chazan made in shul on Friday nights. So in a similar vein, we like the Beit Yosef is suggesting that we light Ner Chanukah in Shul on Chanukah night because of the Orchim, because they're people who don't have a home to go back to. They're always traveling. They don't have a home. Either, you know, perhaps they've got a home and nobody's at home, or perhaps they beklal don't have a home, and therefore they're going to be Yotzei with the Ner Chanukah, which is lit in Shul. So that's one possibility, that it's for people who don't have a home, have nowhere that they should be lighting. So we light for them in Shul. Second possibility, he says, the Chatav or Tamacher, another reason, is Shehu Kedei Lefarsem HaNes Bifnei Kol Ha'am, so that we can publicize the miracle in front of everybody. Pirsumei Nisa is a key part of the mitzvah of lighting Ner Shel Chanukah. That's why we light outside the house or in the window. It's not quite a unique mitzvah, but it's one of three mitzvot of Pirsumei Nisa. Megillah on Purim is another one, and the four cups of wine on Seder night. These are mitzvot that we, part of the fulfillment of the mitzvah, is publicizing what happened. And therefore, in order to be mefarsein the neis, so we light Ner Chanukah in Shul, Sadeh Brachot Lifnehem, Sheish Baseh Pirsum Gadol Hashem Yibarach. This is a very good way of publicizing what happened. The Kiddush Shemo, Shemavarkin also b'makelot. And we're Mekadesh Shem Shamayim when we say these brachot publicly and let everybody see how much we're thanking Hashem for the miracle of the Neis Pach Hashem in the Hasmonean victory. Mishum Prusem Yisah. Particularly seeing as nowadays we don't fulfill the mitzvah in the way that it was fulfilled in classical times, because countries where we found ourselves in, or where they found themselves in the times of the Rishonim, didn't lend themselves to person putting being able to put their Chanukiah outside the house, not worried about something being thrown at the Chanukiah out of the house. So you can't be mefarsein the neis. You can't do Pirsumei Nisa in the classical way of putting your Ner Chanukah outside the front door where lots of people are going to be passing. So therefore, we do we light Ner Chanukah at home and we do Pirsumei Nisa in Shul. So obviously, these two reasons, there's going to be enough kamina between them. And that'll be whether there's any point in lighting in Trafalgar Square. If we say it's because of the Orchim who don't have anywhere to sleep, so then it might well make sense that we shouldn't bother lighting in Trafalgar Square. They don't sleep in Trafalgar Square. And nowadays, notion of an Orchim who don't have a home is Baruch Hashem less prevalent than it was perhaps in the times of Chazal. There are unfortunately people who sleep out on the streets of London, but I don't know if there are any Jewish people amongst them, and the numbers are quite small anyhow. Any number is of course too many to have on the streets of London, but you know, it's not likely that in the places where we're going to be lighting the Ner Shel Chanukah there are people sleeping there. On the other hand, if it's to achieve Pirsum HaNeis, so then maybe this is a very good way of doing it. Shul You got, I don't know how many people we had in shul tonight, 25, something like that. Light in Trafalgar Square, you're being mafarsim the nace in front of 5,000 people. And it gets onto Facebook as well. So that must be a much better way of being mafarsim the nace. So that could be a nafkamina. A third reason for lighting in shul, though, would mitigate against lighting in Trafalgar Square. And that's the Sefer HaManhig, and again, one of the Rishonim, brings down, Nagu kach al zeh shahaneis ba b'mikdash beit olamim. Why do we light in shul? Because where did the Neis Pach HaShemen take place? The Neis Pach HaShemen took place in the Beit HaMikdash. V'osim k'mochem b'mikdash b'golah l'farseim ha'neis. And therefore we try and replicate it some way in the Mikdash Ma'at. The Gemara in Masechet Megillah, the fourth perek, calls Batei Knesiot Mikdash Ma'at, minor sanctuaries. So a shul is a sort of Beit HaMikdash. The miracle took place in the Beit HaMikdash proper. We'll try and recreate it somehow or commemorate it in our Mikdash Ma'at, in our shuls. So according to this, there's no point lighting outside Golders Green Station or outside Boreham Wood Tesco or wherever it is. Because even though lots of Jewish people go to those places, and even though perhaps more Jewish people go to those places than to some shuls, nevertheless, that's not a Mikdash Ma'at. I suppose some people think maybe Brent Cross is a Mikdash Ma'at. Even Brent Cross is not a Mikdash Ma'at. These places aren't a Beit HaMikdash. They don't replicate the Beit HaMikdash, and therefore there's no reason to light in those places. So we have three reasons we've seen. We've seen because of the Orchim, which probably doesn't apply in public places other than the shul, unless we say you might have Orchim who've got no home and they'll come to these public places to see the candles being lit. We've got the Pirsumei Nisa, which we could apply to those places. And we've got the Mikdash Ma'at, which we couldn't apply to the other places. However, this minhag of lighting, even in shul, is not something that everybody's happy with. If we look at the Shibboleth HaLeket, again, an important halachic rishon, the Shibboleth HaLeket says, Mori Rabbi Yehuda, achi sheni, neru, haya nimna milahadlika shel olavarei chaleha. He tried in shul not to be the one who lit the Ner Shel Chanukah. V'chein da'ati noteh. He says, he also, the Shibboleth HaLeket also doesn't do that. When the Gavai says to him, no, that's, you light Ner Chanukah tonight. So he would say not. I noticed in shul tonight, you know, the person who was asked to light Ner Chanukah, he demurred at first. He said, no. So we pressurized him a bit. But he almost pulled out a Shibboleth HaLeket and waved it in my face and said, I'm not going to do this. The Shibboleth HaLeket didn't like to do that. Ki me'achar shekol echad ve'echad ba'adik b'veito, seeing as everybody in shul has already lit at home, ma'atzor echad ba'adik b'veito ha'kneset, why are we bothering to light in the Beit HaKneset? So we see that even though the Shulchan Aruch paskens that we should light in the Beit HaKneset, and the Shibboleth, the Shulchan Aruch is based on the Manhig, and the Rivash, and the Kolbo, you know, all important Rishonim. Nevertheless, that wasn't universally accepted. And certainly there's some question, which we won't discuss this evening, there's some question about how we make a bracha on it in shul. That's if it's, even the Mechaber says it's a minhag. It's a minhag to light in shul. Generally speaking, the Mechaber doesn't like saying a bracha on a minhag. The Mechaber, for example, says you don't say bracha on Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. Why don't you say bracha on Hallel on Rosh Chodesh? Because it's only a minhag to say Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. Sfardim essentially don't say a bracha on Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. It's only a minhag. So it's a big question why the Mechaber says on Hallel on Rosh Chodesh you don't say a bracha. On lighting Ner Shel Chanukah you do say a bracha. And so even if we're going to light Ner Shel Chanukah, then it's very strange to make the bracha. We do make the bracha. We should be well aware that there's some Rishonim who weren't happy with this. And that's going to be important. So thus far, we've got the minhag of lighting in shul. and the fact that that we definitely do it. It's brought down that some Achronim again weren't happy about lighting Yishul. They said the Chatan Sofer wasn't so keen on it, but the minhag is that we do, and in all shuls, somebody lights with a bracha. We say a bracha over lighting the candles in shul. Now, Achronim for the past generation or two, again, it's interesting that this doesn't go back, more than 50 years, as far as I'm aware, in the halachic discussion, but discussed lighting Ner Shel Chanukah at other, in other contexts. Many times I've had on Chanukah, I've had bar mitzvah celebration or a wedding or something of that nature. Chanukah party, communal Chanukah party, and they want to know, about lighting the Ner Shel Chanukah. So it's a communal Chanukah party, they obviously, they expect Ner Shel Chanukah to be lit. But at a wedding, they say, should we light the Ner Shel Chanukah at the dinner? Bar mitzvah, we'd like to light the Chanukah candles at the dinner. So what's the din? So you can certainly light Ner Shel Chanukah. You can light that whenever you like. If you want to set up a Chanukiah and put candles in it and light it, there's no question at all. The question is, can you say a bracha over it? And a number of the poskim, perhaps the majority of the poskim, are not happy with that. We look at Tshuva of the Tzitz Eliezer. This is going back, maybe 40 years ago this Tshuva was written. He addresses this this question: can you light the Ner Shel Chanukah and say a bracha at a Chanukah party, shul Chanukah party, or something like that? Baruch Hadavar She'ein Levarech. He says it's clear that you don't say a bracha. Of course, you don't say a bracha. Upot chati kama dayot nishbechu bekesher leminhag hadlakav beit hakneset veikshesh shalavarei chalkach. Says, look how much halachic discussion there's been. Kama dayot nishtapku. How much ink has been spilt discussing the question as to whether or not you should light with a bracha in shul. So, we do light with a bracha in shul, but even that's not so poshut. There are some rishonim who think that you shouldn't. And the whole question is how to the Mechaber say that you can. Al kein barul pashut hadavar she'im b'kochim lehosif od ulahanhig lahadnik ulvarech al hadlakat ner Chanukah b'msibot. So, we certainly can't extend the minhag from what it already is. The minhag is to light in shul. That's questionable, but we won't question it. Meaning that nobody should come around and say, oh, I think it would be better if we don't light in shul. It's a matloket rishonim. It's pasnish to light in shul. It's not pasnish to light in shul. It's correct to light in shul. But, that was what they were attacking, to light in shul. It's questionable, but we're sticking with that. But don't expand that to other contexts as well. You should make sure it doesn't happen. Strong language. If you're the one who likes the Ner Shel Chanukah to Chanukah party, you said a bracha levatala. And if you say both brachot, you say two brachot levatala. If you don't light, if you're the one who said, no, I'd rather not, then you get a reward for not doing it. So that's the it's Eliezer who says don't light. Rav Vosna in the Shevet Halevi, Chelek Dalet Sim Samachay, says very similarly. V'dati ha'niyad ein levarech. He says my opinion is you shouldn't say a bracha. V'tamei v'nimukita ha'poskim nitkashu be'etem ha'minag shel hadlaka ve'et ha'kneset. Again, he says because the poskim aren't sure why we say a bracha in shul. It's very strange that we say a bracha in shul. Ulai lo nitchaseit ha'minag rat ve'et ha'kneset. And therefore, even though we could argue the pirsum einisa argument is relevant in other contexts as well, but it might be though. Seeing as you're not Mekayim the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, except at home, they were only metaking that you should light at home and also in shul, rather than making a takana that you should light at home and anywhere else where there's pirsumei nisa. The Ishba said dimyon lahadlakat menorah b'mikdash, particularly because we had the explanation of the Sefer HaManhig that we light in shul to commemorate the lighting in the Beit HaMikdash. Ichabod says Zeichel Mikdash, and this reminds us of being in the Beit HaMikdash, which is true in a shul but not true in Trafalgar Square. There's actually a machloket in the poskim how you should have the menorah arranged in shul. Should you have it on an east-west axis or on a north-south axis? Because there's a machloket exactly how the menorah was placed in the Beit HaMikdash. So the lighting in shul is supposed to parallel the lighting in the Beit HaMikdash. Lighting in Trafalgar Square and Kal Vachomer Golders Green Station, or maybe not Kal Vachomer Golders Green Station, but Trafalgar Square or Golders Green Station or Boreham Woods Morrison's or Asda or whatever it is, Tesco, I think, is not reenacting the Beit HaMikdash. So the Shevet HaLevi was also against saying a bracha when you light in those contexts. And also Dayan Weiss. Dayan Weiss in Minchat Yitzchak says a similar thing. The Rishonim had trouble explaining why we say bracha in shul. How could it occur to you? Come up with a new practice, something which has never been done previously. Previously, there were never, you lit in shul and that was it. You lit at home and in shul and that was it. Why are we going to have new things as well? So for these poskim, it would seem correct that by all means have Chanukah party. And have the Chanukiah burning there, that's a good thing to do. And if you're having a wedding or if you're having a bar mitzvah or something like that, it's also, nice thing to do to have, just like you serve donuts and just like you serve latkes. So also have the Chanukiah light. It's a good thing to do. But don't say a bracha because you're not being mekayim any mitzvah there. And I'll add in parenthetically, it's always very nice to have a wedding on Chanukah. Weddings on Chanukah are always nice, or bar mitzvah, or whatever. I'd say weddings on Chanukah always create lots of difficulties. Yeah, I'm not saying people shouldn't get married on Chanukah. If that's when it's convenient for a person to get married, have the wedding on Chanukah. But it's always difficult. Yeah. When should you light candles? Should you go home between the chuppah and the dinner? Should you light candles before you leave for the chuppah? Should you light candles very late when you get home at midnight? What's the best thing to do? There's also discussion in the poskim where the chatan and kala should light candles. Do they light candles, especially the weddings taking place? Let's say it takes place in the evening. So do they light at their parents' home before they leave home? Should they light in the hotel where they're staying over? What's their dira? What's their home that night? But okay, we can get around those questions. I also once asked Moriva Rabbi Harav Lichtenstein Zichron Olivracha, what about lighting Hanukkah candles at a Hanukkah party? And he also said, that's straightforward. No, of course not. You light in shul and you light at home. There's no mitzvah in lighting at a Hanukkah party. However, that being said, there are chilukei deot. There are those who at least melamed zechut on the practice of saying a bracha, albeit not necessarily saying that you should say a bracha. Let's look at Sefer Yalkut Yosef. Sefer Yalkut Yosef is the psakim, or essentially Rav Ovadia Yosef, written by the Rishon Tzion Rav Yitzchak Yosef, his own psakim, but based on his father's rulings. Yeshnachim Shem Sibot HaNerachot Mulamot B'Leilei Chanukah. So there are those who have the practice at Chanukah parties in halls, whatever. Shem Mashmir Bahem Divrei Torah LeKarevet Yisrael LeTzur Machat Savtam. They say Divrei Torah to inspire people. The Hadlik Neirot Chanukah and Bracha B'Shem Malchut, and then they light the Chanukah candles with Shem Malchut Mishum Pesumei Nisa in order to publicize the miracle. V'Yesh Lahem Al Mashi Shismochu. So V'Yesh Lahem Al Mashi Shismochu is an interesting halachic terminology. Yesh Lahem Al Mashi Shismochu means that Okay, there's some grounds to allow it. It's not totally off the wall. It's not like lighting near Hanukkah, saying, "Well, this year Hanukkah fell very early, so we're going to do the school Hanukkah event the week before Christmas, because then we can combine it with the Christmas party for the non-Jewish staff, and we'll light near Hanukkah there with bracha." That's totally off the wall. That's a narishkeit. This is not a narishkeit. Leishalav means, I personally, if you ask me, should we do it, I would say no. But Yeshalav, don't dismiss such a person as being non-orthodox. Seeing as you've got a lot of people there, in a certain sense, it's no different to shul, where you've got a lot of people there and you're lighting for Pirsumei Nisa. Says, you know what else you could do? You could daven Maariv there as well, and then perhaps it's like shul. And this is the question, is it davka in shul that we light Ner Shel Chanukah, or is it, when you daven, where you daven Maariv, part of the Maariv service, communal Maariv service, has lighting Ner Shel Chanukah. That's what you do. You light Ner Shel Chanukah as part of the communal Maariv service. And that covers all your boxes. So that's what Sefer Yalkut Yosef, Rav Yitzchak Yosef says, that there's grounds to allow it. You could make a case for saying a bracha. Rav Osher Weiss in Minchat Asher also addresses this issue. As the tshuva that I'm sharing with you is an interesting question. He's not talking about lighting in Trafalgar Square or somewhere like that. He's talking about in the office. You have an office Hanukkah party. Certainly in Israel, my son-in-law told me today, I asked him, he said, yeah, every night in the office, they have donuts and candles. I said to him, do many people really eat the candles? They have Hanukkah lighting. Everybody gets together. They light Hanukkiah, sing Ma'asor, and have donuts. The Datiim, the Chilonim, everybody together, Chaverim Kol Yisrael. So is it appropriate to say the brachot in such an instance? So the Rav Osher Weiss in Minchat Yitzchak, he starts off by referring to another piece he's written on the subject, where he brings a tshuva of the Rambam. And there's a tshuva of the Rambam which says that essentially seems to say that Ner Chanukah you can light, and then if you get the chance to light again, you light again with brachot. You get a chance to light again, you light again with brachot. Afinu mea pamim, even 100 times. So the whole question is, what exactly did the Rambam mean by that? What did the Rambam mean? You've lit, so what does it mean? You've got the chance to light again. Does it mean that you're lighting in somebody else's house? I lit at home, and then I go to my grandmother's house, and she wants me to light for her, and then I go to my grandfather on the other side, and he wants me to light for him, etc., etc. If that's the case, that's not a why does the Rambam need to tell me that in a tshuva? Obviously, if I'm lighting their Hanukkah on behalf of somebody, doing the mitzvah for them, I'll say the brachot for them as well. Does it mean that I've just I lit one candle now, it's third night and somebody now brings me another candle? So, another two candles, I can light two more candles and say another bracha. What does it mean? So Rav Osher Weiss is of the opinion, what the Rambam actually means is, well, I've got another opportunity to be mefarsem the nais, then I can light again with brachot. There's many Achronim don't understand the Rambam like that, but he thinks that's what the Rambam meant. So even though it's a big chiddush, he says we've got the Rambam Rambam to rely on. He says if you look at the end of the first paragraph, penultimate line, V'danti barichut l'hochiach mitzvat haRambam tve'emet yesh lahadlik bivracha. Says I've demonstrated that according to the Rambam, you can light with a bracha, b'chol makom she'is pisumei nisa l'rabim, wherever there's pisumei nisa publicly. You know, a lot of people there in the office, Trafalgar Square, wherever it is, say a bracha. It's according to Rambam. Ach mikol makom nireh lahalacha nireh yotzer ta'ed levarit b'chai gafli. He says, yeah, that is the view of the Rambam, but halachically it seems proper that you shouldn't say a bracha. But there is the Rambam who says you can. And then he goes on to say that he thinks the workplace is a bit different. He thinks the workplace is a bit different. We're not talking, you know, there's a difference between, you know, we've got the shul Hanukkah supper quiz next year, hopefully. Okay, the shul Hanukkah supper quiz. Everybody comes together on the Sunday night of Hanukkah, and there's a supper quiz. You start off with lighting the menorah. You know, you shouldn't say a bracha in that case. Everybody's lit at home. We lit in shul as part of Maariv. You know, don't light again at the shul supper quiz. But in the office, he says it's different. He said, in the office, you know, you've got some people who aren't going to go home and light. This is going to be their Hanukkah lighting. This is where they're going to see the Hanukkah lights. This is going to be their fulfillment of the mitzvah. So this is the whole question as to whether or not you can fulfill the mitzvah not at home. But he suggests that at least there are some grounds to suggest that you can fulfill the mitzvah not at home. If you're not going to be lighting at home, then you can fulfill the mitzvah somewhere else. Most poskim don't hold like that, but he suggests there is grounds to say that you can hold like that. There are people, chilonim, who are not going to light at home. So say to them, listen, you know, I'm going to light for you. I know you're not lighting at home tonight. Let's do the mitzvah here at work. I'll say the brachot, you say amen. And he says that in actual fact, he thinks that's meh ikar hadin, that you could say the bracha. That would be acceptable. You look at the final paragraph where he hedges his bets a bit. He says, "Mishum kol zeh afshel adati ein levarin chalag laka zulechatchila." You know, I don't really think that you should say a bracha in such a situation. Mikom makom lenanu adati hamavarich lo hifsid. Nevertheless, if you do say a bracha, yeah, it's not so terrible. Vei mochim biado ki yesh lo amilismoch. So you don't need to go up to the person afterwards and say, hey, you know, what, you don't know, you shouldn't say a bracha, what do you think you're doing? Leave them be, yesh almi lismoch. V'lechara yesh eitza lomar baruch ata Hashem Elokeinu. So, you know, you could sometimes get away with saying baruch ata Hashem, instead of saying Hashem's name. V'v'derech klal mi shelomar dit b'vayit v'lom v'areich amro b'tzura kazu. So I think, you know, that's the best way to do it. I know that I've been asked, you know, at a wedding or a bar mitzvah to light the Ner Shel Chanukah. So I said, yeah, fine, I'll do it. So now I've given a little bit of a spiel before. So wonderful, we're lighting the Ner Chanukah, and it's going to, you know, they never want you to speak for more than about 13 seconds at these events. So, you know, bringing the light of Torah, mitzvot, etc. La ha'ad likne'er shel chanukah. And of course, there's a second bracha as well. Shasa nisim la'avotaino bayamim ha'heim bazman ha'sen. Then light and go straight into Ma'asor. Afterwards, you get a few people who are upset with you, or people annoyed with you, or they say, you know, why didn't you say a bracha? Okay, fine. But you know, depending on the circumstances, you can get away with that. In certain circumstances, you can't. Without trying to be controversial, just want to wrap this up by saying two things which perhaps are a little bit controversial. One is just an interesting sort of development of halach. I think one of the reasons why, you know, it's become so widespread to have these public outdoor lightings. You know, it's one thing you've got a shul Hanukkah party. You know, I think always, you know, of course, shul Hanukkah party, you're going to light the Hanukkah candles there. This was pioneered by Chabad. And it's interesting how it spread way beyond Chabad. Chabad think that you do say a bracha. And they've got their halachic reasons for saying why. And it's kind of interesting that, you know, it's developed in such a way that anybody who doesn't say a bracha is regarded as, you know, a little bit radical in this regard. I'm not saying by Chabad necessarily, but by the Olam. It's Chabad to understand their different shitot. But, you know, by the man or woman in the street, you know, they think, you know, Chabad, you know, I went to Chabad lighting at Golders Green Station, you know, they said brachot, you know, why aren't you saying brachot? It's kind of interesting how in a relatively short period of time, 30, 40 years, certain expectations of what is halachically correct have developed in this regard. The other point just to flag up is the, you know, the public lightings outside Tesco and outside you know, to Trafalgar Square and all these sorts of things, you know, are very, very nice, and they I think install a lot of Jewish pride. And I think that they perhaps encourage some people who wouldn't necessarily be lighting at home, that it's a reminder of Hanukkah. Minimally, it's a reminder of Hanukkah. And I think perhaps some people it encouraged them to light at home, etc., etc. I have to say that I'm not entirely comfortable, you know, with them. I've expressed these sentiments, you know, before from the pulpit. I'm not necessarily a big Kanai about it. I'm not going to set up a Facebook campaign to stop these things, but I do make the observation that I understand that, you know, in part it's to show the multiculturalism of London, etc., etc. All I can say is that I don't particularly want there to be a Christmas tree in Ben Yehuda Street in Yerushalayim, and you know, I'm very happy for there to be Christmas trees in Beit Lechem. I'm very happy for the foreign diplomats in Israel and other non-Jewish people to have Christmas trees in their residences. And I'm very happy for Israel to be a place where people from all religions can gather. But you know what? You know, Yerushalayim is Yerushalayim HaKodesh. I don't think you know, it's a Jewish country, a Jewish city. I don't think there should be Christmas trees in the streets in Yerushalayim. And you know what? I think the flip side of it is that you don't have Hanukkah menorahs in Trafalgar Square. You know, for many, many years, Trafalgar Square always had a Christmas tree. It still has got a Christmas tree. I think since the Second World War, it's been donated by the government of Norway, the people of Norway, in thanks to this country. This is a Christian country, and I respect that, and I understand that. And you know, Trafalgar Square has traditionally had a Christmas tree there. And I understand we're multiracial and multicultural and multi-ethnic, but you know, I'm not sure that the Christian identity of this country should be watered down by us in this way, or compromised in a way that we wouldn't want the Jewish identity of Medina Israel to be compromised. And you know, I personally, I've never been to Chanukah in the square. They've never asked me to light the Chanukiah there. Maybe I've made my views too public on the matter. But I am uneasy with it. I you know, there are other formats for Pirsumei Nisa. That's why they invented Facebook. And, you know, I think that, as I say, I'm not looking to bang a drum about it, but I think that we don't need to muscle in that way with something which I think doesn't have halachic tokef, halachic validity in any event. But for those who like going to Hanukkah in the square, then hopefully next year it will be back to normal. You'll be able to go. The Maccabees will be there. The chief rabbi will be there. The donuts will be there. In whatever order of preference you like. So, Ad Kan with those thoughts. I wish everybody Chanukah Sameach.